Yes, and one of the shows you must see is Tommy Little's I've Got a Leak in My Deck.
Hello, you beautiful people.
Hey, look at him up at the other side of the day.
I don't think he's been up.
I have not been to bed. No, but look at these gorgeous people. I feel like crowd surfing. I'm not going to crowd surf this. Small children in the front row. I will crush a kid, literally. It's so nice to be here, guys. What an event.
I know, what an event. Speaking
what
of events.
What a time to be alive.
Are you...
Look at us.
He's had too many coffees, so you're all right.
I'm not sure. I'm not used to being awake at this time.
After the roast, he's just excited that his friends are saying nice things about him,
yes.
I think.
Well, it's nice to be here, but it's still dark, and so we're in what feels like a pub nightclub.
It is.
And so I'm up and about, yeah. And then there's kids here, and I'm like, they got sick fake IDs. But anyway, I won't tell anyone. I'll smuggle you a beer. We're going to be fine, kids. Act natural.
Now, you are fresh from your roast. Carrie, yes. And Tommy's, the roast of Tommy Little.
I don't know if you call it that, Boxy. It was more of a celebration.
Well, that's the thing. The thing about you, because I thought you were very brave. I hate roasts. I don't ever want to get roasted. I hate it.
We've got so much to work with.
I know, and that terrifies me. Yeah, but I'll never recover. I'll be like that episode of The Office. Remember Michael Scott? He gets roasted and then he just goes off and cries for 2 days in a park. That's what I do. But how are you going? Because we were talking to Dill. Dill came on the show yesterday.
Yes.
And it was just talking about how eligible, how hot, how chicks love you. Like, that's literally all the backhanded compliments you got all night.
Yeah, it was tough. It was tough.
It was hard work.
Having a whole show that talked about me, it was really tough. No, the secret is you get drunk enough afterwards that you don't remember anything that was said on the night. So I'm aware that we had a fun night. What exactly happened? Who knows?
Nick Cody, you two are still mates? Because he was a bit
brutal. It was great fun. No, it was great fun. It was a fun time, but it is very hard to roast him. Like, yeah, cop this, Little. You're hot and you hook up with models. Good one, dickhead. Like, what are you meant to say about the man?
I was a bit nervous about, because we had Australian icon Adam Gilchrist on the show. Gilly is one of the all-time greats. And when the show kicked off, everyone was going quite hard. And I could see Gilly, and I'd spoken to him beforehand. He's never done stand-up comedy before, and he was sweating a little bit. And he goes, I'm a bit nervous. I said, Gilly, you'll be absolutely fine. And as it started to get harder and harder during the night, I thought, geez, I'm a bit nervous about Gilly here. And the first thing he did was got up and just pointed to two of the comedians and goes, let me get started. I don't know who you are, but F you and F you. And I'm like, Gilly's going to be fine.
One of the comedians, Carl Chandler, went up to Gilly afterwards and said, I like what you did there. You were going to open with this, but you opened with that instead. And I'm like, are you telling Adam Gilchrist about good shot selection, you idiot? He's in the Cricket Hall of Fame. That's what he does.
Did you have a big night?
I did have a very big night, yes.
I heard you on the radio yesterday, and you were pretty fresh.
No, I made a very big mistake, and this is for the young kids in the audience.
Yeah.
If you plan on a big night drinking, which you two, I'm going to assume it's Tyler and Cade. I'm not sure about that, but I'm just going with the names. I forgot to eat. Because we were bumping in and out of the theatre and there was stuff going on all day and then we had to do the show.
Eating's cheating.
I had quite a few drinks during the show and then Gilly wanted to do shots after the show. You don't say no to Gilly.
Yeah.
And then I realised the last time I'd eaten was at 6:30 that morning when I got up to train, and that was two Weet-Bix. And so I was, and excuse my language, but a bit shit-faced.
Yeah. You did like half Ramadan. You know, you didn't eat all day, but then you got drunk at night.
I did a semi.
Up at the end.
I was on a semi-run.
How was Adam Gilchrist gets us to a bar and says, hey, let's have a shot, my favourite shot. You go, all right, Adam Gilchrist is asking us for a shot. What's your shot choice, Adam? Tequila with Tabasco in it?
Yes.
Were you hit in the head at some point?
Yes.
What is that beverage?
You would have copped a couple of cricket balls in there.
Well, and if you think it hurts on the night, it's one that will sting you the next day.
Especially from the...
He'll get you twice, Gilly. Yeah. That's what he does.
Now your co-host...
How's that? Not good, Gilly.
Now your co-host, Carrie, obviously Carrie and Tommy, drive you home in the afternoons. I heard she handled herself really well and was really funny.
She was. She was brilliant.
But that's the problem. See, Nick and I both have the problem on our shows and in life, which is technically we are the comedians. Like, that is our profession.
Yeah.
But we're both the least funny on our shows.
Mm.
And
Carrie
is far funnier than I will be.
Thank you.
And sorry, Fev. Fev is here as well.
You're saying I'm not funny.
No, I'm saying you're funnier than Nick.
I said that was the worst part.
And Carrie is funnier than me. And we both know it, and it's excellent, because as long as someone is being funny, it's great. But Carrie pretends like, oh, no, I'm not that funny. And we're like,
she was ruthless. And I said when I got up, Carrie was running the night. She was the roast master general. And I said, I've come here to get away from work. And again, a blonde woman who makes a lot more money than me is telling me what to do.
How's that?
Yeah, mate, it's brilliant. We're on the gravy train. We're milking the cow. Yeah, all three of us boys have got the two best in the business, and we're just going, give us some more cash for doing nothing. I mean, this is the best.
I don't know if a cow was a great way to refer to a 12 past seven, but
milk
the golden
cow.
The golden goose.
Thank you. There
you can't milk a golden goose.
You can
steal their eggs.
You can if you try hard enough. Trust me, Bev. Trust me.
Believe in yourself.
Hey, you're having fun. Can you stick around?
Yeah.
Yes, let's do something to Siren. Come back with more Tommy Little.
We will. We'll check your roads in a sec. Comedyfestival.com.au. You can check out Tommy Little, of course, a Sabo from 3 on the Fox as well. It's the Foxes. Fifi, Fev and Nick. Ringwood, make some noise. How good is this? Your number one brekkie show live here at Bungalow Beer Garden in Ringwood. Brekkie in the Burbs. How good is it?
Stars
even better,
everywhere.
This man stuck around.
Yeah, there are stars everywhere. One's on the stage with us right now. Tommy Little.
G'day, everybody.
Hey, are you on tonight?
Yes, I'm on tonight.
Is this your first night?
My show, Tommy Little Has a Regular-Sized Deck, opens tonight.
Ah, yes.
Comedy theatre.
What a theatre.
It sounds more fun if you say it in a Kiwi accent. A big shout-out here.
Tommy Little Has a...
Yeah.
Yeah, I get it.
You've got a fantastic crowd here, and there's a young man in the front row. Yes. And I went and I had a photo with him just before, and he's absolutely lovely. And I thought, that's so nice, and it's exciting for me to have a photo with a young man and for him to have a photo with me. And then when I walked away, he broke out the biggest sign you've ever seen that just says in massive letters, "Can I have a photo with Guy Sebastian?" I love Guy Sebastian. Wow. So I think he took me as kind of an insurance write-off. Yeah. Just in case. I heart you, Guy Sebastian. Can I have a photo with you? Child, did you make that or did your mum make that? Be honest.
I did this part, and my mum did the rest because I had to go to bed.
And Sebastian's the hardest bit of the whole thing, so he's like, "Mum, you take care of that."
Also, that's good, because otherwise it just would have said, "I love goo." And that's what that would mean. Great stuff. I love it.
Now, we are here in a great city, Melbourne, and have you heard this, Tommy, while we've got you on the stage? Has anyone across the bold plan that the Victorian government have for the Yarra River? So we...
Oh, thank God you got me
on
for this bit.
She looked at me and looked at you. I'm like, what?
What are they doing with it?
Are we taking minutes? Is this a town hall meeting?
Are they draining it for dead bodies? Yeah. What are they doing for...
Oh, there'd be so many bodies.
So many bodies and cars.
Cars.
Bodies and cars.
B, wake up. It's not 3AW. Wake up.
I swam in that thing and I've been in there a couple of times and I got sick from it. It's disgusting.
Well, here's the thing. The bold plan is in 10 years they want to make it swimmable for office workers. In your office break at lunchtime, you'll duck down and have a dip in the Yarra.
B, of all the things, I'm not fussy of what I have in my mouth. But I draw the line at the Yarra.
Yeah, it's disgusting, bro. Yeah. I got real sick. My pop used to live in the Commission Flats in Paran, and their hobby back in the 1940s or 50s or wherever it was to jump off the bridge into the Yarra.
Really?
That was like a thing where they do. It was really hot with their little budgies on. And then...
Before shopping trolleys, obviously.
Yeah, and his best mate, because there's a lot of tides in the Yarra that you're unaware of.
Rips
in the ocean.
Yes.
And his mate drowned. And then they never did it again.
Thank God this had a happy ending.
Yeah.
I got worried when we were going to a tale from yesteryear, but you really brought it home, Fev.
Well, if you want a happy ending, go down and see my statue and you might get one.
Oh, I didn't know it was giving out rub and tug.
No, behind
that's
it.
Good to know.
No, behind the statue.
Is that true?
Yeah.
No, hang on. He keeps saying there's a massage parlour behind his statue.
It is.
And they've reached out to us to say it's a massage salon.
Okay.
It's not a parlour.
They're really splitting hairs.
It's a massage salon that's open 24 hours.
With the flashing
worry lights. About that. And even Fev's statue manages to inch closer and closer towards it.
But it's out the front.
Tommy Little Has a Regular-Sized Deck is on at the Comedy Theatre until April 21st. Tommy, comedyfestival.com.au for tickets and info. Hello, I'm behind you. And you can, the Savo, 3 p.m. on the Fox.
Yes.
Carrie and Tommy.
Oh, thank God you said.
It's Thursday, you have to work today.
Yes, I will be there and I will see you Melbourne at my shows. I love you people. Take care.
Where do we get tickets, Tommy?
Comedy Festival.
Search the internet. If you guys don't know how to use Google, I reckon some of the jokes will go over your head.
Tommy Little, Ringwood, make some noise. On the other side of this, Guy Sebastian, Sam Fisher live.